Charlotte-Mecklenburg Schools has a new deputy superintendent in charge of academics. Basically, the guy who makes sure 150,000 students learn to read when they're young and eventually graduate as capable, well-rounded teens. WFAE education reporter Ann Doss Helms sat down with the new academic deputy to Superintendent Ernest Winston to talk about what's going to change.
Few people know CMS like Matthew Hayes. He's a second-generation CMS graduate, president of West Charlotte High's class of 1991, who married a Geringer grad. They both went to work for CMS, where Matthew Hayes has been a teacher and a principal at Olympic and North Mecklenburg High Schools. Of course, the two children of Matt and Tracy Hayes go to CMS. Hayes has been promoted to a job that hasn't been filled for several years. I asked him about one of the district's most stubborn challenges, preparing kids to read at grade level by third grade.
You're speaking something that's dear to my heart. A lot of people don't know, but I was retained in third grade because I had a reading deficit comprehension issue. During that time, when I repeated third grade, had a teacher that took the time to sit down and really say, you know, you're not able to do this and this is why.
Lots of teachers and volunteers have tried that with countless kids over and over. Yet third grade reading proficiency remains stuck around 40% for CMS children of color in poverty. State results are similar. CMS is pinning its hopes on a new reading curriculum being introduced at all the district's elementary schools.
What we're looking at right now, we go back and forth. You say, well, we do the phonics, and then we just read. You know, kids will learn how to read by reading, right? And so what this actually does is this blends the two together with a scientific method in which to do so.
The curriculum is, of course, much more complicated than that. But one key is that every elementary school will use it, Hayes says.
And the curriculum basically is designed to create a base for all of our kids. Because what we realized was that students that were on one side of the county may be having a different learning experience than students on a different side of the county.
For decades, CMS has swung between this approach and giving schools freedom to tailor their lessons to their kids' needs. So at least in the early grades, then, we're going to be seeing a little more uniformity.
Yes, ma'am, very much so.
I also asked Hayes about reports that many CMS principals have felt a lack of trust and respect in the last couple of years.
So that is a phenomenal question. I don't think it just sits with the principals. I think it sits with our classroom teachers. I think they feel a little beaten up right now, right? And I think what we do with that is we lean in with them through the work.
Hayes says one thing district leaders can do is help principals and teachers deal with what he calls the whirlwind.
It's all the outside things that interfere with people being able to do what they need to do. As a district and in my position, I'm dedicated to pulling apart those pieces of that whirlwind that don't have to exist.
When I asked for an example, Hayes cited the state's freeze on using iStation, a new testing system for young readers. Shortly before schools opened, a state technology official put that program on hold amid a battle between vendors, politicians, and educators. Normally, Hayes says CMS would have rushed to find an alternative and hastily trained faculty.
Well, you know what? We stepped back and we said, but why do we do that?
The result? CMS is waiting until second semester to launch iStation testing. Hayes hopes that frees some faculty time, at least for now. Hayes is part of a new leadership team convened by Ernest Winston, who became superintendent in August after Clayton Wilcox's forced resignation. Like Hayes, most of Winston's new lieutenants have deep roots in CMS, unlike some new superintendents who have turned to outside experts. What does that mean?
The main thing that you're going to see is a common voice, and the common voice is around access for all kids, and that all kids will learn.
Hayes acknowledges that's not exactly revolutionary, but
I think that's huge. That's an easy statement, but we've known from history it's hard to do.
Actually, that describes almost everything public schools have to do. Easy to talk about, hard to make real change. The one thing Hayes says residents of Mecklenburg County can rely on is that the new leadership team of CMS veterans and parents won't just fly in and fly out. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.